The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 14, 1975, in Hyderabad, India.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung Kita Janma Ho Jathatua Das Bohimma Brahma Janme Nahi Mar Asa Kita Janma Ho Jathatua Das Tuadasa means your servant. Actually, we are all servants of Krishna. Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. But forgetting our position, we are now acting as Dasa of Maya, Mayar Das. Hriya Mayar Das Kori Nana Abhilas. The advantage of Krishna Das is that he has got only one desire. Anukullina Krishna Anushilanam. To serve Krishna here, that's all. Krishna is not impersonal. Krishna is person. And whatever he orders, whatever he says, if we carry out faithfully, then our original constitutional position is regained. It can be done very quickly. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam gacchami. And if we do that immediately, then we revive our original position immediately, within a second. Hoya mayar das kari nana vilas. We are making plans in so many ways to be happy. But if we accept this one plan, that immediately surrender to Krishna, then our life is successful. And if we do not accept this proposal of Krishna, and if we make our own plans to become happy, it will be never possible. Haiya mayar das kuri nana avilas. Anadi bohirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela. Ataye maya tar golay bandhila. We are not independent. If we do not agree to serve Krishna, then we have to serve maya. Our position as servant is never chain. We remain silent. So if we don't agree to accept Krishna's proposal, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja, then we have to take shelter of maya and we have to perpetually serve bhutta bhutta praliyate. To serve maya means to continue this material existence one after another. Now I have got this body, I have got this body, and if we do not change our attitude to serve Krishna, then we get again next body. There are 8,400,000 different forms of body we can see. There are so many trees, plants, insects, animals. They are all living entities. Also, there are nice body, Americans, Europeans, beautiful body, or demigods' body. There are different bodies, 8 million. So long we shall remain Mayar Das, we have to change this body, one after another. It may be of higher standard, or it may be of lower standard. That will depend on my work. Karmana daivanatrina jantat veho upakut. This is the philosophy, Krishna consciousness. We are not independent. We are completely under the control of material nature, and we get different types of bodies on account of associating with different modes of material nature. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janmajunishu sat asat. There are two kinds of status quo, sat and asat. Sat means nice or eternal, and asat means not very nice. So either we can get the body of the human society, or we can get a body in the hog society, dog society. But the activities of the hogs and dogs and human beings, if it is carried on in ignorance, eating, sleeping, mating, then there is no difference. There is no difference to become a hog or to become a man. A man is also eating, hog is also eating according to one's taste. The man is also sleeping, the hog is also sleeping according to the position. So that does not make any difference between a human being and a hog. But at the present moment, we have taken the civilization that hog is eating stool, and if we are eating very nice plate, then you are civilized. The Shastra says, no, eating and the taste of eating is the same. Hog is enjoying eating stool, and we are enjoying eating something else. The taste of eating is the same. There is no difference. You like something, I like something. But the common formula is that you eat, I also eat. Therefore, we have to change this formula. If we simply waste our time like the hogs, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, then that is not human life. Human life is meant for tapasya. That is not possible by the hogs and dogs. Tapasya, austerities. By austerities, by tapasya, we can purify our existence. We are existing at the present moment because we are changing body, bhutta bhutta prali. Therefore, it is polluted existence. This is not pure existence. Pure existence is eternal life, blissfulness and knowledge, full of knowledge. That is pure life. So, the human life is meant for purifying our existence. Stop this continuation of birth, death, old age and disease, and live eternally blissful life from knowledge. That is the business of human life. The people do not take this fact very seriously. They have become so dull-headed that there is freedom from this continuation of birth, death, old age and disease. They cannot believe it, they cannot consider it. They think, this is going on. Some modern civilization is quite different from the Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization means to make a solution of this problem. Stop this process of birth, death, old age and disease. That is Vedic civilization. That is human civilization. And to become better hog, nicely dressed hog, that is not Vedic civilization. That is hog civilization. So our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to save people from the hog civilization or dog civilization to human civilization. That is, human civilization means plain living and advancing in spiritual consciousness. Not to increase unnecessarily artificial way of life, but we should know what is the aim of life and try to achieve success in the aim of life in any condition. That is Vedic civilization. Any condition. Any condition means in the material world we find that somebody is well situated and somebody, we think like that. Nobody is well situated. But we think like that. So, if we want to cultivate Krishna consciousness in any material condition, we can do that. Ohito ki apratihata. Any material condition cannot check our advancement in spiritual life. Just like these European, American boys and girls, they are not accustomed to sit down on the ground. In their country, that is not their civilization. They sit down very nicely on chairs and very nice apartment. But because they are taken to this Krishna consciousness, they do not hesitate to sit down in any condition of life. This is advancement. They do not grudge that we are not accustomed to sit in this way. No. That is any condition of life. Krishna also says, Māṅ hi pārtham vipās śrītya jīpīśu pāpajūnaya kriyā vaiśyā sathā śudhā tīpī jānti parāṅgati. So, we can accept Krishna consciousness in any condition life. There is no impediment. That is spiritual. That is spiritual. Not that unless such and such conditions are fulfilled, I cannot take to Krishna consciousness. No. As I told in the beginning, that you can accept Krishna consciousness within a second. As Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ śaraṇaṁ gacchami. So, if you immediately take Krishna, yes, Krishna, if we have thoroughly read Bhagavad Gita, then we understand that we are part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna is asking to surrender, why not surrender? That is intelligence. Krishna says that is the way of life. Ultimately, one has to surrender to Krishna. That is the success, ultimate success. Bhavanam janmanam ante. One is accepting immediately and one is experimenting with truth, and it will take many, many births. Kesa adhikartarasthi sham abhaktya sattachitasa. Krishna is presently instructing in person, and foolish people are thinking that he is impersonal. Why impersonal? Krishna is always speaking, māmi vajapapadyante, māyāmi tāṁ tarantite, aham ādibhi divāna. The first person is used everywhere. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Aham. Krishna says aham. Person. So, why we should think of Krishna being impersonal? This is our misfortune. Therefore, it takes many, many births. Even one, he is Gyanavan, it takes many, many births to surrender to Krishna. Bhavanam janmanam ante. Gyanavan. Although he is Gyanavan, superficially, still, his jnana has been taken away. Maya aparhita jnana. Although he is proud of his knowledge, the Maya says, no, no, no. Why you are accepting Krishna as a person? He is impersonal. The Maya is dictating and taking away his knowledge. Maya aparhita jnana. Krishna says, aham, I, me, these are first person. And still, these people are thinking of Krishna as impersonal. Why? This is called Maya Aprita Jnana. They have studied the Vedic literature, but could not understand what is Krishna. So, intelligent person, instead of waiting many, many births to understand Krishna, may take it immediately, what Krishna says, as it is. Then his life is successful. So, that is possible, to understand Krishna as he says. But, because on account of our sinful activities, we cannot understand. Duskritina. Duskritina means always engaged in sinful activities. Very intelligent person, but engaged in sinful activities. Now he says that all the people are nowadays educated. But all of them, mostly, 99% they are engaged in sinful activities, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. These are sinful activities. And in spite of advanced education all over the world, these things are going on. Therefore, they cannot understand Krishna. Krishna is understood by a person who is no more engaged in sinful activities. Jishan tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti imang virabhita. So, we are trying, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose, that stop sinful activities and hear Krishna and accept him as he is saying, then your life is successful. That's all. Very simple thing. And those who are adopting these ways, this process of life, he is becoming successful, practically. There is no doubt about it. Asaṁsaṁ samatraṁ vāṁ jathā gāśyasi tatsunam. Asaṁsaṁ, without any doubt. Samatraṁ, in full, not partially. Mayasapta manapratha yogam jinjana madasraya asamsam. Samadgram Mam Jadhagas. Krishna is explaining himself. He's that Jatha gases without any doubt. Asamsa and Samagram. Samagram means in fullness. The absolute truth in full. The absolute truth is realized as Brahma, as Paramatma, as Bhagavan. So Krishna says, I am giving you full knowledge, both of Paramatma and Brahma, and my personal knowledge. Yathā gāśyasi tat śrinu. Yes, here. Here, Brahmi. So this is the opportunity in human life. Krishna is explaining, God is explaining himself. And still, if we remain dulls and fools and rascals, then it is our misfortune. That is explained. Naradhama. Naradhama cannot understand Krishna. Naradhama. Lowest of the mankind. Naradhama. Nara means man. And adhama means the lowest. So, those who are naradhama, they will escape this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, anyone who is intelligent after many, many births experience, he will accept. So, we can understand by this crucial test, or test tube, what is what. So anyway, our business is, you question boys and girls who have taken this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously. I am very much thankful to you. So, try to make the people uttama, although at the present moment they are naradhama, without understanding Krishna. So these are not, I mean to say, exaggeration. It is stated in the Shastra. And our point is that anyone who is not taking to Krishna consciousness, he is among these groups. Duskritina, Mulha, Naradhaman, Maya Apurita Jnana, Asuri Bhavama. The basic principle is Asuri Bhavama. Asura. Asura means against God, always. Ravana was Asura, Hiranyakashipu was Asura. They were very learned scholars, son of a Brahmin, and very powerful. The only fault was they did not believe in God. Therefore they are called Asuras. So anyone who does not believe in God, he is Asura. This is the verdict of the Shastra. And this Asuric civilization is going on all over the world. So we are making little effort to make the Asuras devotees. That's all. This is our business. So we are very much thankful to Mr. Pula Reddy. He has given us a place, very important place. And you are constructing temple. He is always eager to help us. Therefore, he is a bhakta. We are very much thankful to him. He is a bhakta. So, at any moment, Mr. Pula Reddy will call us. We are ready to come here because he is a bhakta. Madhvaktya puja adhika. Krishna likes if you honor the bhakta. Krishna is very much pleased. If you love me, love my dog. We have seen in the Western countries, when two gentlemen meet, he passes the friend's dog and he passes the friend. That you have seen it. First of all, dog, how are you, how are you? So let us all become dogs of Krishna and bhaktas will love us. Thank you very much.